Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This is The Woods.
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof.
Grr.
That's right, it is Thursday night, it is 9:05. That means it's time for The Woods. You're listening to Joy FM and I am Work Experience Cub Robbie, joined tonight by Bear Curious Dean. How are you going, Dean?
Hey Robbie, I'm really well. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
How'd you go? Are you in a food coma still?
I think so.
Plenty of chocolate?
So much chocolate.
So much chocolate.
But you know what, I didn't get out and about over the Easter long weekend. I didn't go to the comedy festival. I didn't go out. I went to the movies.
I was going to say, you told me you went to the movies twice, so that's pretty exciting.
I know. But no comedy festival, so I'm missing out on that, I think.
No, you've got to get down to the comedy festival. I've seen one show already. I'll be making sure I see. I'm seeing another one tonight.
Fantastic. And of course, tonight, the big thing that's happening tonight is the MQFF.
Yes,
the opening night. Yeah, no.
So nobody's listening. Everybody's out tonight at the Melbourne Comedy Festival or the Queer Film Festival.
There's so much to do in Melbourne at this time of year, whether it's comedy or MQFF. Or if you're a bear, there's plenty on there as well.
There is.
We should talk about some of that tonight. What do you reckon?
We do. We've got a massive show tonight, don't we, Dean?
So tonight we're going to look at a couple of the events that are coming up hosted by the Vic Bears. And also, the big event that's coming up in June, the Southern Hibernation.
Southern Hibernation. I know. Of course, the theme for Southern Hibernation was announced on Saturday night's Den Night.
What was it?
It was.
What was it? Oh, no, don't tell me. Let's find out. But who we got doing the talking tonight?
Joined in studio tonight, we have President of the Vic Bears. Very exciting. Mr. Peter Arndy, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you.
Can't ask for anything more. Committee member Shane, how are you going, Shane?
Ordinary member.
There's nothing ordinary about Shane.
I've been told not to. Good evening, gentlemen.
Just into the microphone, Shane, if you don't mind.
And, of course, Mr. Vic Bear's runner-up and Disney princess, the Woods' very own Disney princess.
Please.
Cam, how are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks yourself, guys.
Very well.
Did you all have good Easters?
Yes, very nice, relaxed.
Uh-huh.
Up at Dalesford.
Nice.
Too many people, but all good.
Yeah, I just chilled out. Went to Bendigo, back to Melbourne, back to Bendigo.
Uh-huh.
The highway is a great place to be.
The highway.
All those truck stops.
Correct. Well done.
You didn't miss one of them, did you?
So, of course, there was a big Den Night on Saturday night. How'd that go?
That was really, really good. We had a lot of little activities around the place, which surprised a lot of people. And, good vibe, good crowd.
Because, of course, not only was it Den Night, but there's a number of other events that are coming up,
yep.
One of which I've bought my tickets to, which is the 20-year anniversary dinner.
Yeah, who would have thought that we could have made 20 years?
And that's happening in April?
Tomorrow, April 1st, so 26th, Friday night, 22nd. Oh,
22nd,
that's why they brought you on tonight.
towards 22nd. The end of April, basically.
So that's going to be a big night. A lot of our former presidents and committee members are coming down and around from us all over Australia.
Heard a lot of exciting things, whispers about different performances and shows that are going to be happening that night.
Yeah, it scares me.
It's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Neville Flegg and Rob Cam are both organising that, and I believe there was some practice the other night. Is that rehearsals, I think it's called. And what I'm hearing out of that, it's going to be a very interesting night.
So, of course, if you wanted to buy tickets, as I've done, how would you do it?
Well, how did you buy yours?
I actually did it using the Vic Bears app, which I found very easy and convenient to do.
Absolutely fantastic. Best way to do it. If you haven't got your app now, get onto the webpage. If it's working, we've had massive problems with it, but we hope to have that conquered. So get onto that and either get onto the webpage, go through there, or the app. The app's pretty good.
Facebook, of course.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
And, of course, you don't don't just have to be a Vic Bears member to come along.
No.
Everybody's welcome, even we're your mum or your grandma.
We're actually inviting females for the first time to one of our events.
Which the women folk. How modern of you.
A lovely female band.
We're finally getting dragged into the 20th century.
Goldilocks.
Well, 21st, 22nd, something like that. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to that. And it's going to be a set of precedents into the future.
Fantastic. Looking forward. Looking back 20 years, looking forward to the future.
Yes.
So what about our special on-air announcement? What is the theme of this year's Southern Hibernation?
This year I'll hand it over to our artistic developer.
Our artistic director, creative director?
Our artistic director's spokesperson.
Oh, Cam's got to be our artistic
director. Oh, I'm doing
You're
it.
You're doing the big announcement, okay.
Okay, the big announcement. So
What's the theme?
Drum roll, please.
Circus.
Ta-da!
Ta-da-da-da. So yes, it's going to be a pretty crazy event. Like Saturday night was amazing. We had a lot of carnival games, I suppose you could say. So I gave away some of the hints there. People who walked in early. But no circus. Going to be looking forward to it. The complete theme of circus there, which is great. A lot of the flyers have actually got sort of that circus feel about them, which is definitely the work of Shane. So Shane's been busy, putting many, many hours into that as well, which has absolutely been fantastic. So
now, when you say circus, are we talking freak show? Are we talking sideshow, freak show?
We're talking vintage sort of circus. The concept came up last year, and being a graphic designer, circus is very on trend sort of worldwide, so it actually came from the tagline, "Everyone wants to be under a big top." We thought...
And I'm still looking for that big top.
Oh, boys, boys.
And there isn't one out there big enough, I can assure you. So we took it from there, and yeah, it's, you know, we have, I think, 8 nighttime events, and yes, Freak Show Dance Party is one of the events. It's a costume party. It's being held at a new venue we've taken over that some people might know called Wawa Lounge. I think it's just around the corner, actually.
It's got an incredible magic room that all the light disappears all of a sudden for the evening.
It's a special room. We've called it the Freak's Lair. Where gentlemen, the Uber freaks can go and get up close and personal.
Great, great. And there's heaps more events, of course, at Southern Hibernation.
Let's stick around. We'll go through them and find out a little bit more about what's happening in the big week in June.
After this break.
After this break, you're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. You are on The Woods on a Friday night.
It's a Thursday night.
I really want the weekend to come.
You do, don't
you? If I say it on air, it makes it true.
No, it doesn't. It's Thursday night, people. Thursday night. This is not a drill.
Of course, Dean and I, Robbie, are joined by Peter Undy, Shane and Cam tonight. We're talking about Southern Hibernation.
We are.
Which has just been announced. Circus theme. We've got plenty of events coming up over Southern Hibernation. If you want to chat to us about those events...
And why wouldn't you?
And why wouldn't you? What can you do, Dean?
Become part of the conversation. You can SMS us on 0427 JOY 949, or if you prefer, send us an email on air at joy.org.au.
Right. Now, Peter, how are we kicking off Southern Hibernation this year?
Well, I've choked.
Good timing.
Yeah, timing. We're kicking off. Every year we have Fur on the Sunday night, which is not run by us, but it's actually run by Nurse Betty and their team. So that is just a real loosener up for the start of the week, and then we go from there.
So Fur is on Sunday the 12th of June.
Yes.
Where's that happening?
That'll be at the Laird.
Why not even call it? Why didn't I realise?
You need to, because some of these events are not.
Oh, they're not all there?
No.
So I assume by the name fur, that means people wear their fur coats, their woolies, no?
Probably at that time of year, yes. Because later on in the week, you don't wear as much.
Oh, okay. So you can keep warm in the middle of winter.
Yes.
With a nice fur coat.
Nice fur coat.
Yes.
Of course, Monday night, then Berioki.
Popular event. Yeah, very popular. We have it normally a couple of times a year, but that Monday night is really good, and it's really good to see the leather crowd get in there and do ABBA and songs like that.
I just want one request.
Oh.
I just want
one more shot at Let It Go.
Well, not that one. I was like, it was Disney. How'd you know that?
Disney,
I wonder.
Ah.
But it's going to be a whole new world.
From Aladdin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can see you getting up at Berioki, Cam.
please. That's my forte.
Yes.
I can't see getting down off karaoke.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth.
I'll be like the whole repertoire.
Karaoke is a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So for those that like to get up and try and sing or can sing, it's even better. So it can be a good night, and especially later on when all the brave ones get half-tanked and let rip.
Because some of the guys actually, I think they rehearse. I think some of the guys rehearse.
I do.
You rehearse?
Oh, yeah, God, gee, got to rehearse before a karaoke event.
Not enough of them rehearse.
Oh, Shane, please. So can you do rehearse? So what sort of preparation goes into preparing for a karaoke night?
We saw that in the break.
Yes. We were treated to a little bit of a
twerking action, yeah. It's not about the dance moves, it's more about the vocals. That's the thing.
Oh, so you pick a song before you arrive. You just don't go through
the catalog. You've got to have your go-to songs. You've got to have your go-to songs. You can't rock up on the night and go, I want to sing, and then pick some song like Queen or something like that and try and belt it out, because it sounds like cats being swung in a bag. It sounds absolutely horrible.
So Shane, do you have a go-to number?
Yes, it's a go-to the bathroom, so I don't have to hear them. Because some of them are dreadful and their friends should tell them to stop. No, it's good fun. And
it is good fun.
I actually appreciate the guys that can't sing but still get up there and do it.
Exactly.
That's me. That'll be me.
That's what you? Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good fun. I have never been up there. Many, many years ago before CDs and that, I woke up one morning after a terrible night out in town and I had a cassette tape in my pocket and I thought, what on God's name is this? And I played it and I had done karaoke and it never, ever, ever again. So,
oh, you're a bit dusty and we were talking Springfield.
Oh, it was shocking. Shocking. I was doing It's My World. It's vile.
So we got through Monday night. We got through karaoke. We did well. We didn't embarrass ourselves. What do we do on the Tuesday, the 14th of June?
That's the trivia night, which is run by Dean Arcuri again. So that's a nice, relaxing evening, which will be a bit of fun.
It's always a fun night. He does a regular trivia night at the Laird on Wednesday night. So we can. He puts a lot of work into those.
Oh, but it's on the Tuesday. That's going to be a bit confusing for the Bears. Pay attention, Bears. Write this down. No. Don't go to trivia on a Wednesday. It's a Tuesday in June.
Which leads us perfectly into the Wednesday night. So if you actually turn up on Wednesday night, you'll have to strip down and just wear your undies.
It's
underbear.
Underbear.
So there might be a few shocked patrons if they turn up thinking it's the trivia night.
Now, let's unpack this. I've not been to an underwear party or an underbear party.
I heard you bought a ticket, but we're going.
Didn't get there. That's a long story. So what would I wear if I was going to an underbear party?
Well, being a trendy queen, the first thing you do is go shopping.
Go shopping.
2X's or any of the really name brands, the biggest name on the brand that you can get.
Yes.
No, seriously. Just any type of underwear. You're not allowed to wear shirts. You must wear footwear because it's obviously the pub.
The glassware and things.
Yeah.
So lace-up shoes, a nice sensible shoe.
Occupational health and safety Bears. I like that.
Which is really amusing because no one actually looks at them. There's other things.
They don't look at their feet.
So, and I learned very early, I never wear white ones.
Oh, please.
That's the whole lot.
Please.
You'd be surprised how dirty those benches get.
I don't think you should ever wear white underwear, to be honest.
I think they're white shoes.
That too.
So a dark colour. You're suggesting a dark colour.
Yeah, comfortable. And
boxers or briefs, does it matter?
Whatever you like.
Oh, so you can wear boxers if you want a bit more fabric.
Can you wear swimwear?
Some do. Some look really good in swimwear, but it's still underwear.
Oh, I look horrible in swimwear. Oh, God.
I think you'd look great in a mankini.
Yeah, one piece.
Mankini, of course. Bit of Borat. That'd be a fantastic up.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that phase is over.
Now, I assume underwear parties notoriously sell out, so I assume this is one that you want to probably get your tickets for early.
Underwear is always popular, and it's really strange because it's a different clientele that we actually get. We get the usual Bears, but there's all these new faces, or even people that buy tickets and don't turn up.
all the voyeuristic ones.
All the voyeuristic ones.
Oh, so you don't have to be a Bear. You don't have to be a Vic Bears member. Can just be a bloke. You have to be a bloke. That's the only proviso.
Yeah, that's the only proviso. Can I get back to what you just said and unpack that? You don't have to be a Bear.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
No. That's anybody who is male and identifies
as male?
As a friend of a Bear.
Yep.
Definitions, I don't care. If you want to come, you come, and you will be made welcome. And end of story.
Fantastic.
Stop that.
Right, so Wednesday night Underbear Bounce Dance Party. Absolutely. If you haven't wrecked yourself then, what do we do on Thursday night?
Straight
to a big week.
Thursday night.
So this is the 16th of June.
We traditionally have a dinner, and over the years we've done it at various venues, but being circus scene, we're taking over Melbourne's iconic Spiegel Tent.
Really?
Beautiful venue. It is absolutely amazing. Last year we had some pretty fancy food, and we've decided not this year. We're doing an old-fashioned spit roast. Shut up, Peter. Lots of food. There's going to be some... It's traditionally in the night you get to meet the contestants, so we have some amazing hosts lined up who are going to grill the contestants and hopefully embarrass them. We've got a few circus acts planned. To me, this is the night that really represents the bear community, just sitting around, having a feed, sharing a laugh, and just doing what we do best.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's a big event for us because if you know the venue, it's magnificent and it costs a bit of money, but, yeah, it's going to be good.
But it's a cheap night because it's only, what, $45?
It's part of the event pass. Shut up.
Okay. Buy the pass.
Yes. Isn't the Spiegel Tent's great? I love going to the Spiegel Tent.
It's an amazing venue.
Isn't it amazing, yeah?
Well, we walked in and just like, yep. I was just like, yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah, this is us.
So there's going to be a dinner. There's going to be
it's a spit roast buffet.
The Mr. Australasia Bear contestants.
Yeah, it's not the actual contest. It's a different sort of, to get to know them on a more casual sort of thing.
Is this where they try and sell raffle tickets and things and do a bit of fundraising?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So it's really just, it's really just a fun night bear community. It's not a dance club. It's not a party. There will be music, but it's just sitting around having a laugh and having a
But how great, though, if you're visiting Melbourne from either interstate or overseas, to have that experience in the Spiegel Tent in Melbourne. It's such a quintessential,
It is an amazing...
cultural event.
I just cannot stress how amazing this venue is. It is beautiful and bang on trend, so... Yeah, get along to it, boys.
So sounds like a really good night.
Under a big top, which is... We have to keep pulling Peter up on because he's...
That's my line.
I came up with it.
That's a clever one. I didn't notice that when I first read that. Under a big top.
Yeah.
Very clever. Now, Friday night is the Freak Show Costume Party. This one sounds very exciting.
Yes, as I was saying before, we've got Wawa Lounge, three floors of... It's a dark, magnificent venue. It's going to be very, very freaky. I can assure you of that. It's full change area, cloakroom, downstairs chill-out area. Upstairs, full laser light dance club, and as I said, the Freak's Lair, where the true freaks come to get up close and personal. And I will leave it at that, and you can.
I can only imagine.
So last year you did the warrior.
Warrior theme.
So this is the costume themed party. Fantastic.
Yep. And
so last year was our first time we actually did a costume party.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely fantastic. It was well attended. A lot of people. Got really right into it.
They did. I saw the photos. Yeah.
And so this time we're stepping it up a bit, and just going to be a fantastic venue.
And we've also partnered with a costume company. And once the details released, if you go to that costume company, you'll get a discount.
Fantastic! So look out on the Vic Bears app and the website for that. So
I'll come myself. That's all I'm going to do.
I think you come as the bearded lady.
No, myself. I'm a freak enough.
I'm a freak.
I'm a freak. A super freak.
We want to see at least one Joan Ferguson, aka Maggie Kirkpatrick.
Fantastic! Now, of course, there is a couple of big events to close out. We will get back to those after this short break. You are on the Woods on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco.
Well, then you can find a way to make it out here, too.
You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9.
And if I can make it to the middle of this tightrope.
You are on The Woods on Joy 94.9, and we're having a great old time in the studio tonight, aren't we, Dean?
We are, Robbie.
It's jam-packed full of fun. We've, of course, joined by Peter and Shane from the... Committee of Vic Bears and Cam, Mr. Vic Bears runner-up for 2016.
And we're talking about Southern Hibernation 2016.
How exciting. Just been announced, the circus theme. And
all the world's a circus.
All the world's a stage.
All the world's a stage. Oh, what's the circus?
It's a circus.
Yes.
Of course, we're talking about the Freak Show, which is very exciting.
The Freak Show, yeah. Which is the costume party.
So how freaky is it?
Well, a lot of people are thinking Siamese twins, pinheads, and all your traditional freaks, but we just want any freak out there. The freakier, the better. Cardinal George Pell, sorry, can I say that? Maggie Kirkpatrick, you name it. Whatever freak it is, you just bring it on and you'll all be welcome.
So Cam can just come as himself?
Yeah.
Yep. In the weeks leading up to it, we're going to throw some ideas up on Facebook and that. We might even do a few videos on how to make yourself a freak costume with couple of egg cartons and a margarine thing. I don't know. We'll do
some craft.
Some bear craft, yes, all that. But yeah, it's going to be a fun night. And the venue, I don't know if any of you have been to Wawa Lounge, it suits the theme. It is dark, dingy, it is amazing, and it's going to be fun. It's really, really going to be fun. Drinks are pretty much standard for inner city venues. Tram stop just down the road, it's going to be great.
It's exciting. Fantastic. It's exciting to be branching out from our usual home at the land. And
yeah, well, we did a survey after Southern Hibernation last year, and it came back the guy wanted a dance club venue. Mm. So they spoke. It's their sort of money that we play with, so yeah.
It's a long week, and, you know, it's good to break it up.
Yeah.
Can you win a prize for, like, the best costume?
Look at me, I'm not the treasurer.
Yes, if the treasurer is listening, is there going to be I'm sure that there will be something. I mean, there's going to be a few surprises on the night.
Oh, I do like surprises.
Yeah, just especially if you go into that secret freak's lair, there's bound to be surprises in there, including me with a flashlight saying you're all sex pests and to stop it. No, I won't do that at all.
No, that's Sydney.
That's Sydney, yeah. It's a night to really just let that inner freak out. But yeah, don't just think circus freaks, think anything, any freak
get
you can.
Get your freak on, freak out.
Rick Jones.
Get your freak on.
And this is all happening on Friday the 17th of June.
Yep.
At Wawa Land.
Wawa Lounge.
Yep. Just before we go on, also, you don't have to wear a costume to come. So if you're not up to it, no, I've got to tell them. you will be welcomed. So costumes preferred, but we'll still take your money.
But you're a bit shy.
We'll still take your money. We'll take anybody.
Shy. If you want to have a look and see first.
Yeah.
No worries. So then Saturday night, of course, is the big event, the
Mr. Australia Bear.
Mr. Australasia Bear.
Which is what it's all about. So we get all the reps from around Australia and New Zealand, and that, which is really looking forward to. So the big question this year is, will Adelaide turn up or will Adelaide stay home? So we're really hoping that they turn up, because without them, it's not quite the same, because the Teddy last year was very docile, sitting on that chair all alone by himself. So,
well, I hope he found a good home.
Yeah, we've got three contestants already chosen, so we're still waiting on Mr. New Harbour Bears.
So Mr. Harbour City Bear.
Mr. Harbour City
Bear. So we've
got
Mr. Vic Bear, of course, Patrick. We've got Mr. New Zealand Bear.
And I might put in a plug there for, I think there should be two, one from the North Island and one from the South Island.
Sure, but
let's think about next year.
We've got Mr. Brisbane.
Mr. Brisbane. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Perth.
Mr. Perth Bear.
Mr. Perth.
Mr. West Oz Bear. Is that right, West Oz?
Oh, I'm going to be in trouble.
Oh. No, you know the answer.
No, it's Perth Bears.
It's a message in on 0427-2949.
It's Perth Bears.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we don't know about Mr. Adelaide Bear?
No.
How about Mr. Tasmanian Bear?
Oh, I've given up on them.
Oh. It's hard to get a Tassie Bear.
And there's such a cute bear cub down there, and he just will not say yes and come up. Oh. And he'll be here anyway, so I'll be badgering him again.
So they do elect a...
No. They don't. They're a very informal club, so it's a bit difficult for them.
Is there a Mr. Darwin Bear? Mr. Top End?
Mr. Top End.
If there is, Pete will find
you. Okay, so no, there's not a big bear scene up there.
Okay.
There's a few bears that get down from there, but not big enough to have a competition and that sort of thing.
So how do we rate our very own Patrick's Mr. Vic Bear's chances?
I can't say.
I'm going to say.
Are you a judge?
I reckon.
I'm the only one that people know because I'm president.
Yes.
I reckon Patrick's got a good chance.
Uh-huh.
Definitely got a good chance. Like, he's got the personality, he's got the character. I think he's, compared to some of the other guys that I know a couple of them personally, he's definitely up with some competition.
Here's your chance to sleep on the radio.
My secrets are my secrets, unlike yours. But no, like, there's definitely competition to get for Patrick. He's got work cut out for him, but I think he's in with a good chance.
You know, I'm calling it here. It's 2016, year of the Cub.
Yeah,
it is year of the Cub. It is year of the Cub. Like, it's I think the biggest movement in the bear scene overall in this sort of current time is the Cub movement. Like, yeah. it's certainly younger generation is coming through. Yeah, but also
you can tell by Cam being everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere
because we're letting you.
Oh please, everyone loves me.
Maybe we should form our own board, Cam.
We should. We should. We were just dancing here before, and we're saying that this is the future, and we're like, the boys looked at us really strangely.
The Cub auxiliary.
The Cub auxiliary.
I love that.
Dud. President Vice.
Right. Seconded? Anybody?
Okay, motion carried.
One of the things I will say quickly about the voting system for it is we have four judges, two from different committees, plus last year's winner from Perth, Michael, myself. But every round, which is three rounds, we actually have four people from the audience in each round. So we have four main judges plus four in each round. So that's 12, 16 people voting. So there's no way it can be rigged or anything like that. So whoever wins it is
a deserving winner.
So that's really important for people to know.
I wonder if it's going to be as close as our competition of 2 points.
Yeah.
Isn't it? As Mr. Stings you, that 2 points.
That's 2 points. I should have known that lyrics to Frozen.
As Mr. Trump says, you're a loser.
I know. I'm always a loser. But, hey, I might be the bridesmaid, but I'll get the bride someday.
Oh, so Mr. Australasia Bear is happening on Saturday, the 18th of June, at the Laird. Am I right in assuming?
Yes.
And who are our hosts this year? Have we announced hosts yet?
Haven't you been told?
I could make a guess.
Mark is one, yes.
Big Bear Mark will
be hosting. Big Bear Mark.
Uh-huh.
And who's the other one?
Me!
Oh,
that was butch.
It was. Hey, that's why you love me, okay?
There's two big announcements tonight.
Please, you haven't got my bill yet.
Because Cam will wait for a packet of peanuts and a small drink card.
just a soft drink will be fine.
So we've had the script. We've got the script. So this year's Mr. Australasia Bear will be hosted by Big Bear Mark and Cam. What are you, Cam?
You heard it.
I think I'm Cam. I can't be Disney Cam, unfortunately.
Cam the Cub. Cubby Cam.
Candy Cam.
Candy Cam.
Candy Cubby Cam. Yeah, whatever.
We'll be back in just a minute. You are on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all The Woods has to offer. Listen to The Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
Oh, clap your hands.
It'll never get old.
Well,
you are on The Woods on Joy 94.9. Dean and I are joined by Peter, Shane and Cam, and we're talking Southern Hibernation.
Woo-hoo.
We've made it to the end of Southern Hibernation, Sunday night, Sunday the 19th of June, roundup.
Yes, we go back to one of our favourites after a rather resounding message from our members, which will be at the Peel. So we look forward to going back there. And it's a great facility. It's all ours, and there'll be bears everywhere.
What more could you want?
Yeah, exactly.
What more could you possibly want?
Bears and their admirers, to our early point. If you're not a bear, you can come along.
Yeah. But I just consider anybody that's there is a bear.
Ah, okay.
If you are a bear in your heart.
Is there a bear in there?
There's a bear in there. Yeah. Oh, there should be.
Bear inside, Cam. So, dance party, round up, I should.
Yeah. I've forgotten who the DJ is. You should know, Shane.
Someone
great.
It is a good one. So, it's going to be
local
a really
DJ
good
or.
Film.
Never mind. I'm sure they're going to be fantastic.
I can see Rob sitting at home going, Peter, get your act together.
Well, Rob texts in on 0427 Joy 949.
Okay, what it is DJ Division 4. Rob Laddick, he's down from Sydney doing the final Sunday night roundup.
Fantastic.
So he's very special.
Note to self.
Tell me, how do I book my tickets?
On the app.
I do the app again?
You do the app. They'll all be on the app, Facebook and webpage.
Now, can I just buy a ticket for one event or do I need to buy them in groups?
No, you can buy individually or through the a pass. The pass will get you to five great nights. The early bird tickets are for members, $110 for all the ones that we've talked about. For members of other clubs, Harbour Bears, Adelaide Bears Co., is $125. And for non-members, it is $150. They will be that cheap until the 27th of April, of which they will then go up to $130, $150, and $170. So, and it will definitely be going up.
So there's quite a difference between the membership rate and the non-member rate.
Yes.
So if you wanted to become a member now...
Now's a good time.
Very good time to do it.
It's actually worth your while just to become a member, even if it's just for this. But the just to get back, we only have event passes on sale at the moment. The individual tickets will be on sale soon. But the event pass is actually the way to go. If you're going to attend a couple of events, you know, work it out on paper, it is the way to go. But if you're only interested in certain events, hold off till next week.
And is there a long weekend as part of that week? Or is it,
it starts off with the Queen's birthday, the Monday.
Oh, okay. So the Monday, the 13th of June, is the Queen's birthday. That's the karaoke. Oh, so you can rehearse your karaoke act during the day, then go along at night and win the prize.
Yes. Maybe.
They've planned that well, haven't they?
They have planned it very well.
Gents, now I just wanted to talk for a minute about, you know, this great thing that we have, Southern Hibernation. 20 years of Vic Bears, which is very exciting. Peter, were you around... I don't want to assume because of the grey beard, but were you around for the start of Vic Bears?
It's silver, thank you. Very big difference.
Him and Moses were.
I heard they're related. They're brothers, aren't they?
My partner is actually a foundation member, one of only three that have left now, so that have been continuous over the years. I've been in and out in the journey, like most people. Wrong word. Stop smirking. And
we never miss a double entendre in this studio.
Why did you split you two boys up?
Three of us had split up. It's terrible.
So, yeah, so the club started off really from a worldwide movement 20 years ago. Previously, I think the Perth Boys were the first club, the Sydney Harbour Bears were the second one, and then we come very quickly after that. So that was very... very much a group of guys meeting at the Laird and going from there.
Now, sorry, Vic Bears has been 20 years, but Southern Hibernation, has that been 20 years as well?
It actually has been, but not in the original format. It was only a weekend type of thing that everybody was complaining there was nothing to do in the dark, dingy winter of Melbourne. And so it started off as two nights, and now it's up to a full 8-day event, 16 events type of thing. So it is absolutely quite a big week.
Exciting. And we've hosted the final of the Mr. Australasia, so it's been probably, it would have to be one of the bigger events around the Australia-New Zealand area.
Oh, definitely. Harbour Bears, because it's part of Mardi Gras, I mean, it's just used and very difficult to compete against, and the bottom line is we don't compete against them, no matter what our artistic director says. Yeah, the two big events are essentials in Sydney and Southern Hibernation down here.
What I'm really struck by is you said about Mardi Gras attracts an international and an Australian audience of bears and bear admirers. I know that a number of the guys went across to New Zealand recently, Bear Week there.
Yeah.
Can there be too many bear events?
Never.
Did you have to think about that?
No, I don't think there is. Like, I think because they've got such a large community. Obviously, it's international. It's not just restricted to Australia or New Zealand, Australasia. So having events, it may seem as though you've got semi-events every single year. And I know people who plan their entire annual leave and holidays around bear events. And I know myself, I've got annual leave through Southern Hibernation, and then I'm taking annual leave for Northern Exposure, which is Brisbane's sort of few-day event.
Each bear run is distinctly different.
Yes.
And it's got a different feel about it, but one of the things is that you get to meet so many people with guys travelling around, and you meet up with them at different runs and different things like that. Now, was over in a couple of the international ones in Sitges and things like that, when we're talking about 6,000 people turning up to old fishing towns and things like that. They're just absolutely fantastic. Once again, completely different. It just seems the whole week was sitting around drinking, but it was such a relaxed week. And I had a dinner table of 12 guys, not one spoke English, and I don't think any of them spoke the same language. It was an interesting night.
So, Pete, you use the term bear run. So yeah. Some of our listeners may not know what a bear run is.
Okay. Bear run is a very American term, and it talks about festivals and things like that. So there's about 15 in America. There's dozens in Europe. And all different times of the year. And they're just, each one has just got their own flavours and quite often culturally, which makes them so much different.
So, what is it that you think sets the Melbourne event apart? What would you say was the reason people come to Melbourne for Southern Hibernation?
Well, it's not the weather.
I was going to say it is the weather, actually. I think it's the weather in regards to sort of, sort of people get close, and I was like, it's that time of the year where people want to be sort of around a campfire. I'm getting kumbaya ready for this weekend, but no, it's sort of people get around a heater and around sort of a warm place and get together and sort of they socialise more. I think it's weirdly enough that people socialise more, I reckon, in winter because you've sort of got to be close.
Plus, who doesn't love a winter cuddle? Oh. And who can cuddle better than a bear?
Exactly. I if I had the choice, I would follow the winter. I cannot stand summer to save my life.
So, yeah. Cam, I imagine, Pete, you might have been one of the first Southern Hibernations, but Cam, you're fairly new to Southern
Hibernation. I actually mistakenly stumbled across Southern Hibernation last year
That's
when I went to Melbourne. No, it's true. I actually flew to Melbourne
I tripped over and fell on a Southern Hibernation.
Exactly. It was pretty much that. No, I come down here to find a house, and I literally got told to go to the Laird because I had nothing else to do. I was sitting in a hotel room. So I went to the Laird, and it happened to be karaoke. And I was then sort of back in my mind thinking, okay, house can wait. I can't move in for another 6 weeks anyway. So I ended up doing all the events for Southern Hibernation, which was great. And this is where I learnt my lesson. You need to get underbed tickets deadly fast because I could not find one to at last minute. Very unplanned and very, very disorganised myself. But as I said, definitely it was a great experience to come down here and see the bear scene and certainly fall in love with Melbourne.
Were you the one coming over the fence?
I'm always the one coming over the fence. Don't be worrying.
So if you are an international bear or a bear admirer or someone from interstate, it's a great... You don't have to meet up. You don't have to know people who are going to be there.
No,
you can come and meet people, yeah?
I think the best thing is, like, we've got... there's a lot of social media events in regards... Like, there's a lot of Facebook pages for bears and admirers and followers and that kind of thing. And a lot of people I had met through there on Facebook and social media and apps and everything else, I actually got to put faces to names at Southern Hibernation by coincidence. So I actually think it's
How
really
quite
good.
How did you see him in the back room?
Oh, please. I didn't do the back room. I'm an angel.
Yeah. I think one of the things that repeatedly comes back with Southern Hibernation is it's a friendly one. Right? Melbourne's just a bit more laid back and a bit more friendlier and that sort of thing. Everybody raves about cliques and this sort of thing. But Southern Hibernation, they disappear because everybody's there just to have fun and that sort of stuff. So... Yeah.
The thing with Southern Hibernation too, and last year and this year, is like a lot of festivals have a political theme. It's, you know, love the skin you're in. And I think it's the gay community where just it's becoming very political, and this is just fun. This is not, this has no agenda. It's just all about having fun. And that's what I think people are going to appreciate. And last year we had a group of guys who started their own Facebook group coming down from Brizzy, and they all met up down here, and a lot of them didn't know each other beforehand. So, yeah, it is quite a social event.
We've been chatting to Peter, Shane and Cam all about Southern Hibernation. Now, gents, just in case anyone missed it before, where can we get our tickets? Event passes are the go?
Event passes are the go at the moment, and in about a week's time, the individual ones will come up for sale. So you can get them on our app and also a webpage and Facebook.
And the price will be going up in a couple of weeks. So
on the 27th of April.
Get on top of them now to get them cheap for Southern Hibernation starting on the 12th of June. thank you very much for joining us.
So before we say goodbye, Pete, you want to say thank you to somebody?
Yeah, it's just one person I forgot to, on the launch on Saturday night, to give out a thank you to, who is the main organiser this year, which is Neil Olahead, who is the vice chair, and he's done an incredible amount of work to get to this stage, and just like to thank him very much.
Fantastic. Thanks, Neil.
Thanks, Neil.
As
great
long as
work.
He doesn't stab me in the back and try and go president next
year. There might be a coup.
Might be a coup.
It wouldn't be the first time.
So that brings us to the end of Another Woods for another week.
Already?
Oh, no. It's just flown by. We'll be back next Thursday at... Next Thursday at 9pm with The Woods for Bears and the Bear Admirers.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.